And of course, I got a classic. What this is all about. This is a husband and wife team, Evie and Ella from the 70s, singing Vestiti Usciamo. Come on, honey, let's put our jackets on. Let's take a walk. Now that spring is hitting us right in the face, let's take a nice stroll in the park and then we'll go have a nice pizza. What do you say? Come on, let's bring the kids, take them with us. We'll bring the dog. Come on, Vestiti Usciamo. Vestiti Usciamo. Come on, let's go out. Let's go take a walk. That's what this song is all about, and I dedicate this to you, John LaBarca, on www.johnlabarca.net. This is the one and only Festival Italiano. There are others, of course. This is just like on a pizza box. You've tried all the rest. Now try the best. Festival Italiano.
Chissà, dopo si vedrà. Vestiti, usciamo.
E i bambini a chi lasciamo?
C'è tua madre che rompe sempre.
Stasera ci scuserà. Se a rompere sarebbe.
Tornando a casa ho visto due ragazzi che cercavano di entrare nel nostro portone.
And Aunt Mary used to go, they took the train, subway, and used to go to this movie theater. I believe it was called the Giglio Theater on Canal Street in Lower Manhattan, in the old neighborhood where my mother was born, Little Italy. And it was called the Giglio Theater, and they used to play all the old Italian movies. Many of them were musicals. And back in the 30s, this man was not only a star of the operatic stage, but he was also a star in the motion picture film in Italy. And we're going to take you to a motion picture. His name, the great Beniamino Gigli. And Serenata Veneziana, if you've never been to Venice. The sweeping vista. You can see it from the Grand Canal now. And the churches in St. Mark's Square.
Oh,
saw it in the movie theater. Yay! Beniamino Gigli, Serenata Veneziana from the movie Non Ti Scordar di Me. You better not. I'm going to get you. Movies. Oh, man. We used to go to movies on Tuesday nights at the Stone Theater in Brooklyn, where we used to live. Was plate night. You get a free dish with admission in a box. And you would have to go every week to get the next dish, see? So we would collect enough for a place setting of 12 people. It would give out the dinner dishes and the dessert dishes, the cups, the saucers. And at the end of the set, it would give you the milk, the creamer, and the sugar bowl. And we had a big cookie jar. That was the very last thing. That was a large item. Okay, in a big box. And they would wait till the end because, you know, you had no place to put a big box. But some people, when they got the dishes, instead of waiting to get home to undo the box, they would have to unwrap it in the movie. So you hear a bunch of people opening up the cardboard boxes and taking the plates out to look at them. And what happens? Crash! The dish falls to the floor and it breaks. And every time a dish would fall in the middle of the movie, people would have to applaud. Yay, a dish broke, yay! John LaBarca on Festival Italiano. Give me a call, 1-877-377-8838. I'm going to give you the address so you can mail me stuff. I don't mean, you know, boxes of pepperoni and all that stuff. That won't be bad, huh? Hey, send your pepperoni right over here with John LaBarca at www.johnlabarca.net. Don't forget, we'll be on all week so that you'll know all about what to do when you get a dish entering a movie theater. They don't do that anymore. They charge you $3 for a lousy box of popcorn. And how much? $3 for a box of candy? For goodness sakes, we used to bring pickled pig's feet with us in bags. And we go eating the pig's feet in the balcony on Festival Italiano. I'm getting hungry.
Per favore non pensare al passato.
There she goes. She's walking by. Now she's whispering. Just keep on moving, lady. My father was so funny. He would stand at the doorway of our house at 1637 St. Mark's Avenue in Brooklyn, those are my formative years. From birth till about age 10, we lived in an apartment. And then we got our first house. I thought it was, oh my goodness, our first house in East New York on McKinley Avenue. We had a house. But the apartment was fun because we had people living upstairs and next door, and everybody lived together and helped each other. You'd knock on a door. Yes, they'd open the door unknowingly, you know, but they knew it was okay. Not like today, you know, we have bars and locks and click, 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 click. Yeah, go through all this before the door opens, and then there's like three chains on it. Yes, what do you want? Or they have a little eye thing, and you hear them muffled. What do you want? Anyway, I'm here to check the gas, lady. Anyhow, in those days, my father would stand up next to me at the front entrance on the stoop. We only had like 4 square feet of space on the top of the stoop. That was our front porch. The stoop. We play stoop ball on the stoop for pennies. We weren't allowed to gamble, but when the parents weren't around, we'd throw pennies there. We used to, you know, play pennies. But when the kids would go by and start teasing me, I don't know what it was about me, but they used to call me Big Head when I was a kid. My head was large. I thought I was weird, man. Hey, Big Head! Well, my father was, I used to cry to my father, Daddy, they're calling me Big Head. Oh, yeah? My father was a tough guy. He worked for the subways. He was strong. And he'd wait in the hallway, and I would be outside, and the kids would go by. Hey, Big Head, what are you doing today? And my father would come out. Yeah, I'll tell you what he's doing today. He's going to watch you bleed. Now, keep on walking. That's it. Keep on walking. And you better keep on walking around the block. I don't want to see you here again. My father was my champion.
Yes.
Until I grew up, and of course I was his. But my father, I loved when my father used to fight for me. I said, I got a father. You want to just grab me instantly. But no, I didn't intimidate anyone. I was the guy who was picked on in school. I was bullied when I was a kid, believe it or not. Maybe that's why I'm in radio, because I feel like I'm in control, but I'm not. I got my buddy Bobby looking at me. He's in control.